It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Teen has 5.8-inch long nails after not cutting them for 3 years.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's News.
Brought to you in part by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Horizon Credit Union.
I gotta be honest with you, I have never really been jealous of a hippo. But I just saw something, and again, I'm gonna get sidetracked from the news. Shocker. But did you know that a hippo, listen to this, a hippo.
Do I have any choice at this point?
Well, you could plug your ears or shut off my mic.
That seems rude, though. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. A hippo, Jay. A hippopotamus.
I find them intriguing.
They're just a big, massive animal, but they have some real cool features like this. Hippos sweat the color red because it contains a pigment that acts as a natural sunscreen.
Okay.
How awesome is that?
Imagine if you could just sweat.
Hippo. Yeah. Yeah, if I sweat and it's sunscreen.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Perfect.
Yeah, that is good.
Now, hope, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's like, you got to like smear it around too then. I don't know how that works. Like you could maybe
ask. Well, how does it work on your body?
What do you mean?
I mean, you sweat. And then it just kind of just smears itself around, does it not?
It kind of seems like it does.
Yeah, I think you're fine.
What if the old classic girl in the bikini on the beach, and she's like, can you rub this on my back?
Mm-hmm.
Instead, she would just be sweaty, and she'd be like, can you rub my sweat in?
Huh.
It's not as cool.
Steve, spell hippopotamus. Go.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Do it, Steve.
H-I-P-P-O.
So far, so good. So far, so good. The rest of it's easy.
Hippo. P-O-T.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
You got it.
Pot-a or O? Hippopato.
Hippopato.
Go with your gut.
Hippopot. A-M-O-U-S?
Oh, so close. Did you say M-O-U-S?
Yeah, I don't know. Did
just an O too far, yeah.
Oh.
M-U-S.
M-U-S.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
H-I-P-P-O-P-O. It's H-I-P-P-O-P-O. That's the way to do it. H-I-P, your hip, P-O-P-O, T-A-M-U-S.
T-A-M-U-S.
There'll be a test later, everybody.
And what did I say? I added an extra O there.
Yeah, you got an O in the way.
Okay.
Dang it.
Silent.
Right.
Well, close, Steve. But how about that? They sweat and it's sunscreen. That's a good feature to have.
It is, yeah. What is the SPF of that?
You know, I don't know. It's, I got to imagine, pretty high, right? If you're
it's coming from inside.
Yeah. Maybe a ton?
Uh-huh.
Story 2000. Number two.
Like what
SPF
you did.
SPF 2000,
like
Steve.
What you did, yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, let me get to some country music news, sort of.
Okay.
Thomas Rhett, ever heard of him?
Yeah.
He has a new product that he is promoting as part of the movie Twister.
Okay.
Thomas Rhett now has, and I don't really know why he's involved with it, just his song is like, they're using his song and they're promoting it.
As a promo for the product and the movie.
And the movie, that's right. And it is Twister's. Fritos Twisters. The bag looks very cool. The bag is like a twister, and it's yellow, blue, red. Part of them are flaming hot, and the other part are ranch.
Okay.
And so, see, it's a twister of flavor. Seems in
yum.
Your Fritos.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Thomas Rhett is, his song is what they have with it, and he seems excited about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I like it.
I'd try them flaming hot on one, twisted up with ranch on a Frito.
What's the song? Feeling Country? Is that the one that he has on the Twister soundtrack?
Yeah.
Have you heard that song?
I've heard it on his little story.
Yeah, that's where I heard it too.
I don't even know when she's looking that way. You just say let's go. the country. I'm in Chicago.
Yeah, oh, I mean, that's a jam.
Live, yeah, on that one.
That's a jam.
So there it is. If you like Thomas Rhett and you want to eat the same chip he's eating, get some of those Frito Twisters today.
Okay, are they available here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You've seen them in the store?
No.
Oh.
But they're here.
Steve, when you're just out running around today.
Oh, picking up more spam.
Yeah, when you're getting spam.
Uh-huh.
Would you mind adding Frito's Twisters to your shopping list?
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's not that hard.
Yeah. Fritos, Twisters. By the way, I did get a...
I can fund that, by the way, just so you know.
Okay.
You don't have to do a GoFundMe on the Fritos, Twisters.
I did get a message from Kathy yesterday.
Okay.
She sent me a photo of, Juanitos.
Oh, wait, no. Oh, instead of the Juanitas?
Yeah. Well,
instead of Juanitas, Juanitos.
Wow, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they had to change the name.
So she found some here.
Yeah, she got some at Winco in Coeur d'Alene.
Okay.
Nice.
It's happening. Yeah. It's going to take over everywhere. That will be the new name of those Juanitas chips. Same great flavor, same great bag, different name.
Right. All based on something legal, correct?
Yeah, let me know if you guys want to use that campaign.
Do it again. I kind of liked it.
Same great flavor, same great bag, new name. Juanitos.
I mean, I like it.
Yeah, give me a call. I would do it for chips.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Another great name for a morning show. Cheese sticks and soup.
Kevin James.
Ooh. Nah.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Final story brought to you by Reflections by Owsley and Amco WMCO.
The date today is July 23rd, 2024. But if we were to roll back in history, ooh, there's some things that happened back in history.
Ooh, baby.
Let's start at 1977. Foreigner, they played the song Cold as Ice.
Wow.
They didn't really play it. They released it for the first time. Producer Steve, do you know that song?
I do.
Sing it.
It's cold as ice, willing to sacrifice your love.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Very I saw good. Foreigner in concert.
Whoa, really? Foreigner in concert?
Yeah.
Huh. Seems maybe a little out of your era there. I don't know.
I saw them at a theme park in Georgia.
Wow.
That's awesome. That's a memory right
there. Talk about
right
a
there.
Fall from grace.
Costa, baby. One of my friends, I think, made out with the lead singer.
Now you're making stuff
Is the lead
up.
Singer's name Tommy?
No, Lou Gramm.
Who's not anymore.
Who's Tommy?
Well, Tommy Shaw would have been Styx. Is that who you're thinking of?
Nah.
No?
I mean, maybe I'd... It's Foreigner. Maybe I just have the wrong name.
Kelly Hansen?
Who?
Oh, you're talking about the new guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not new. I mean, he's
How
been around
you know
for
so
a
so much about Foreigner,
Well,
Steve?
That I just looked up.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you knew all
I mean, that I know.
Yeah. There you go. That's it.
Sorry.
Duh.
Duh.
What was I thinking there? I could have sounded really smart, but I got the internet.
Yeah, I don't know who it was, but I remember
so,
a story about it.
What is it again? A friend of yours made out with somebody in Foreigner.
Yeah, I thought it was the lead singer, so maybe it
I'm
was.
I'm going to guess more like the drummer.
It's classic drummer stuff.
Isn't it, though?
It really is. Yeah. The drummer would be...
Oof, boy.
Bruce Watson?
Well, Dennis Elliott, of course.
Oh, no, they say Lou Gramm plays the drums.
Huh.
That can't be right. Jason, Jeff, no, boy, they've had a lot of guys in and out of that band.
Right.
Who knows? I'll have to call her, she says.
Was sure. it like at like a fair show, or was it like at the arena, or was
I
it?
I don't remember where the show was, Jay, but I just remember
Exarban?
It happening.
Like Playfair? I mean, I feel like I'm guessing relatively good guesses here. Theme park?
I think it might have been the casino. I don't know. Okay. I don't remember, I mean, yeah, Jay.
Oh, that's relatively recent then.
Oh, it's within 20 years.
Well, okay.
let's go back in history.
In case it could have been Lou Gramm then.
As great as all that was, talking about good old, you know, Foreigner.
Yeah, great music.
How about this? 1904.
Oh, man.
The ice cream cone was created by Charles E. Menches. He created the ice cream cone. God bless him. 1904.
All right, yeah.
That thing's been around a minute. Producer Steve, do we still have ice cream cones in your studio?
We do.
Do we still have ice cream in the freezer?
I don't know.
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know.
I bet if we search enough freezers, we could probably find some. I think there's three.
Three freezers?
Right? There's the stand-up one downstairs. There's the...
Yeah.
Then there's the refrigerator one downstairs. And then there's the one upstairs here.
And ours here is in our studio doesn't count.
No, there just nothing would fit in there.
It's a little mini fridge, it's so frozen. I don't know what you could get in there.
Well, something's in there, but we can't get it out.
Envelope, maybe? That's how frozen that thing
is.
Yeah,
they're going to have to.
Not in good shape at all.
I like to take it out to the sky deck every once in a while. I should have done it when it was 100. It would have thawed out in a minute, and just let it thaw out. And then the water drains through the ceiling and goes into TV. It's very fun.
Also, happy birthday today to a couple greats.
Okay.
Daniel Radcliffe turns 35 today.
Oh,
that's Harrison Potter.
Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Danny boy.
Danny.
Producer Steve, are you into the Harry Potter movies?
Oh, boy. Don't do this to me.
What?
I just never got into it.
Okay. That's fine. Neither did I. Neither did Jay.
No, but you kind of look like him.
Kind of do. Have you had a little lightning bolt on your head?
Yeah, you do look like him, Kevin. What? Oh.
Come on, man.
Alison Krauss, country music singer.
Yeah.
Great little voice. 53 years old today.
Seemed a little condescending.
What?
Great little voice.
Oh, no, she does. She has a beautiful voice.
Well, that's better.
I'm sorry. She's released 14 albums.
I mean, I just don't know if you'd be like, if she walked into the room, you'd be like, oh, this is Alison Krauss. Great little voice.
Great little voice. Yeah, you're right. That is underselling it.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, my bad.
Okay.
Woody Harrelson turns 63 today.
Great little actor.
He is a good actor.
Yeah.
Great little good actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you like Woody in the best? I mean, White Man Can't Jump. He's so good in there.
What was the one that he was just in?
The Champions, where he coaches the basketball team?
Oh, I didn't. I was The Man from Toronto.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Yeah, you should see that. I have not seen Champions. I do want to watch that.
Have you? Did you ever watch Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri?
Mm-mm.
He is so phenomenal in that movie. He is such a great actor. And he's one of those guys that really can do anything.
Yeah.
He's an underrated little gem.
Again, I don't know if that's the way you'd introduce him. Ladies and gentlemen,
okay.
Here's Woody Harrelson. What did you say?
Underrated little gem. finally, let's see if I can
try it again. Let's see if we can go three for three.
This one justice. Turning 51 years old today. Monica Lewinsky.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
He made soap out of his own fat. Do we know where the liposuction was? Was it just from his tummy? Was it from his rear?
Kevin James.
Was that going to matter? Might smell different.
Maybe, yeah. It's like, I don't know.
Oh, did you just hear that?
If it's from your tummy, I maybe would wash my face with it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Beat the show time. We've got a Coyote Country travel mug for a victorious Beat the Show contestant. Or if the contestant does not beat the show, up for grabs for everybody. What that?
Would we be willing to fill it with station coffee today?
And they actually get it full of coffee?
Yeah, full of station coffee.
Man, let's go. Next level. And even if they don't pick it up for like 3 or 4 days, it's still in there.
Yeah, fine.
Oh, so
reheat it. We'll give instructions.
Yeah, just not in that mug. Like, don't reheat it in that mug. It's not microwave safe.
Not microwave safe.
No,
okay.
No, that would be a bad thing. Josh?
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
Oh, not much. It's working.
Wait, is this sloshy, Joshy?
It is.
Whoa, what?
Does this count as my third time?
Yeah. nice carryover, though. I did like that. How are we hanging in there, man? You doing all right?
Yeah.
Are you tolerating what is now going to be the heat of... Guys, you remember 2024, how hot the summer was? That's good. It's going to be the story.
Not too bad.
Yeah. Okay. That a boy. I did think yesterday, though, it was kind of weird yesterday. I was outside quite a bit, and I actually felt like, and I think it was probably the smoke.
It was filtered sunshine.
Yeah. And it was just, and because it was hot and then smoky, it was like, why are my eyes so dry? Oh, I don't know. It's been 100 for, you know, a week or so, and 90 something for 2.5 weeks. Maybe that's why it was. All right. Well, Josh, that's just my problem, not yours. Let's play a little game here. It's all about grandmas, apparently. So who would you like to challenge? Me or Kevin?
Kevin.
All right, Kevin.
Yeah, I have no idea whether that's a good decision or not.
I'm not sure either. We're all going to find out together, I think.
Yeah, let's all find out together.
Yeah. All right, goodbye, Kevin. Enjoy your brief respite from the program. Grandmas, yes. He's muttering to himself
the
as
look
he leaves
he
out.
Gave me.
Yeah, that wasn't a great category look. All right, so Josh, you know the story. 7 questions, 60 seconds pass if you get stuck.
Right.
I think they're good questions. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll tell me.
Oh, boy.
If your grandmother had a kid besides one of your parents, what would be their relationship to you?
Their aunt. Uncle.
Grandma Georgina and Grandma Josephine are characters and grandmothers of Charlie Bucket in what movie?
Pass.
Betty White played Grandma Annie in The Proposal. Name another star of that 2009 movie.
Ooh. Pass.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer is a famous Christmas song. What day of the week was Christmas in 2024?
Oh. Was or is?
Was.
Oh.
Oh.
In 2024?
Oh, yeah, that would be is.
Yeah.
Is.
Fine.
Whatever.
Day of the week.
Thursday.
Marie Bonet Barone was the grandmother on Everybody Loves Raymond. What network was that show on?
Fox.
All right, give him one more.
Okay, who created and plays the character Medea?
Tyler Guy.
Tyler Perry. That's correct.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin. Hold on, Josh. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, CW, that's the network.
It's all right. It's okay. We'll see what happens. Just past the buzzer. Kevin is back. He looks very excited about the category. All right, Kevin, I wish you
all grandmas. Of the best.
Yes, and they most likely, I would think, love you, we'll say. Kevin, pass if you get stuck. Same 7 questions, very similar sounding 60 seconds. I wish you the best of luck.
If your grandmother had a kid besides one of your parents, what would be their relationship
Pass.
To you? Grandma Georgina and Grandma Josephine are characters and grandmothers of Charlie Bucket in what movie?
Pass.
Betty White played Grandma Annie in The Proposal. Name another star of that 2009 movie.
Pass.
You gonna pass?
You know what? Pass.
Oh, man.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer is a famous Christmas song. What day of the week is Christmas in 2024?
Pass.
Marie Barone was the grandmother on Everybody Loves Raymond. What network was that show on?
CBS.
Who created and plays the character Medea?
Tyler Perry.
Lucille Bluth was the grandmother on what sitcom?
Pass.
If your grandmother had a kid besides one of your parents.
Pass.
Grandma Georgina and Grandma Joseph.
Pass.
What are you doing?
Betty White. No,
Ryan Reynolds. Sandra Bullock.
What are we doing?
At the buzzer. I got him right. I had to get back to that one. It was the only one I knew.
Shall we go over some answers?
Yeah.
That was a struggle.
I didn't know his questions.
Mm. If your grandmother had a kid besides one of your parents, what would be their relationship to you?
Kevin, this is going to be a shock. Past, Josh said your aunt or your uncle.
Which is correct, yeah. Correct. Aunt or uncle.
One to nothing.
Either one. Was mm-hmm.
Why did it seem so short when you just said it right there?
I don't know. It was actually not as long as a lot of them have been. I was fine with it.
Okay.
Well done, Steve.
Thanks.
1 point, Steve. 1 point, Josh. I'm going to keep Steve's total, too.
Grandma Georgina and Grandma Josephine, characters and grandmothers of Charlie Bucket in what movie?
Yeah, I don't know. I would have passed.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Ah, of course. No points.
Charlie
passes,
Bucket?
Passes for everyone.
Okay.
Minus one for Steve.
Betty White played Grandma Annie in The Proposal. Name another star of that 2009 movie. Looking for Sandra Bullock or Ryan Reynolds.
I mean, I don't. Did you get it?
I guess I did.
I guess you got it. Yeah. I guess you got it. 1-1, and Steve gets a point.
Oh, thanks. Grandma Hayden got run
Fox.
Over.
Fox.
It's a great one. That's a great one, Kevin. What a great movie.
Not really. Who his name would be Craig T. Nelson.
Of course, yeah. He's from Spokane, Washington. For those now, Mary Steenburgen. If I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah. Ted Danson's wife.
Ted Danson's wife?
In real life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that. Back
to you. Longtime lovers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Famous Christmas song. What day of the week is Christmas in 2024?
Josh gets a point for a misspeak on Steve's part.
Yeah, that was my bad.
And
sorry, Josh.
He guessed Thursday, which was incorrect, I think. But Kevin passed because he didn't want to guess
a
day.
Saturday?
It's Wednesday. Wednesday.
And Steve minus a point there. Steve said, what day was Christmas? What day of the week was Christmas in 2024?
Oh, yeah. That was the point for Josh.
That was the point for Josh.
Yeah,
so it's
for
2-1. In favor of Josh, and Steve has zero.
Why you started with Grandma got run over by a reindeer? Why didn't you stick with that?
What do you mean?
Like asking a question about Grandma got run over
like
by a
reindeer. Like who sang the song or something?
Yeah, who sang it mm-hmm. or maybe a line
what
from the
year,
song.
Whatever.
I was going to ask who sang it, but then I was thinking to myself, oh, I'm going to get heat for that. And now look at me.
Yeah, next
Go
question.
Ahead.
Okay, who sang it?
Dr. Elmo.
All right, whatever. All right, Marie Barone was the grandmother on Everybody Loves Raymond. What network was that show on?
Josh said Fox, and Kevin said CBS.
CBS.
Ooh, okay.
2-2.
Who created and plays the character?
Tyler Perry, 3-3.
Yep. Lucille Bluth was the grandmother on what sitcom?
I don't know that one.
No, I did not. Yeah, this did not ring a bell at all.
No, nobody getting. Josh didn't get there.
Mm. The Bluth family? Arrested Development?
Oh, that's why.
Dang it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've watched it, some of it. I just have not watched enough of it to know.
Josh, stand by. You're going to get yourself a travel mug today. And we'll, if you really want it, when you pick it up, we'll have one of the guys fill it with coffee.
Okay.
what a deal.
What a
bonus.
It'll be lukewarm.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yep, I drink a glass of whiskey every day.
Right.
You're like, yeah, but does that work for everybody?
You're like, Kevin James. It didn't help you live to be 109, sir.
No, I don't think it did.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
By the way, speaking of the weather, cool down, which is fantastic. I mean, I think we could all probably agree on that. Really cold this morning on the way in. Just wanted to be the first one to say it.
It was cold? That felt nice.
Somebody at some point this week, man, it was almost chilly. Ooh, yeah. And be like, okay.
Well,
no.
Your body does get a little, you know, acclimated very hot weather. And so then it is a little weird sometimes when it cools down.
I just had all the windows open driving in, and it was like 62, and I had all the windows. Then it was kind of windy, and I was like, okay, well, I probably don't need all the windows down going 60 miles an hour or whatever I was going. Probably 59 and a half.
Whatever's safe.
Yeah. Safety first, man.
Seems right.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, let's do a stat of the day.
Brought to you by R&R RV, by the way.
The average adult hasn't done this in 5 years. What is it? Haven't done it in 5 years.
Gotten a new phone.
Ooh, good one.
Oh, boy. I can't imagine that's true. What
probably
do you think?
Too long.
Yeah, I feel like that's a little bit too long of a wait.
Yeah.
Because you're even, what are you, Jay, like 3 years in and now you're getting a new one?
I'm 12 hours in.
Oh, do you have the new phone?
Yeah, I'm 12 hours in right now.
Oh,
but I had,
let me
it was
see.
Like, it was, I mean, it looks like a phone. There's nothing, it's just it's a phone.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a phone.
Jeez.
Kevin. It's just,
wow.
It's just a phone.
It looks like a phone. No, it doesn't.
It's just a phone.
It looks like a spaceship. That case that you have on it is flashy.
Is it? This was $8.
Well, it's very flashy. Like, turn it. See how the light reflects off of it?
See that, Steve?
Is it bedazzled on the sides?
It's no. It has, like, grippers on the side. It was literally $8.
How about figuratively?
It was figuratively $8.
Oh.
And literally.
Well, that's not bad.
I didn't think you get... Where do you buy a case for $8?
I went to
you didn't
three
get that
stores
at the store.
No, they were $175 for the case. I think we got those at Walmart, actually. I think that's where we ended up getting it, yeah. We tried a couple other stores, couldn't find them, didn't have it, blah, blah, blah.
Will it, does it work good, that case? Like, if you drop it, is it going to protect it?
I think it says it's a 6 to 8 foot drop or something like that. Huh. I mean, I'm not going to test it out.
That's plenty good. That's not it, guys. It is not a new
phone. Not a phone.
The average adult has not done this for 5 years.
Ride a mule.
Okay.
Bad guess?
Yeah, I'll give Steve one guess, and then I must give you the answer.
All right. Hmm. Don't guess ride a mule. Apparently, that was a bad guess.
Ride a horse.
Name a cowboy.
Now, how about car shopping?
Oh, you know.
Are you trying to get on my nerves?
I like that. That is actually
Steve,
a really
like
good
that.
Guess.
I actually like that, Steve.
Sorry,
Jay. Yeah, I really like that, Steve. You're funny.
Let's see. Have any of us gone car shopping? Well, I bought a car last year.
Well, there you go.
So I did it.
Ooh, I like the
but
text
Jay, you
line.
Haven't technically shopped in 5 years, have you?
Oh, yeah. I've shopped every week.
But does it count if you're not actually buying anything?
I never said I wasn't buying it. You got to shop to buy. I'm like, shopping.
When is there a limit when it's just
there's no limit?
You're just a tire kicker at this
There's
point.
No, that is shopping, bro.
I understand that.
He's browsing.
Yeah, I'm bro browsing, bro.
100%.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, for like 4 years.
Four? Don't sell me short, mister.
Okay.
I got a lot of people on the text line who just said vacation, take a vacation, go on vacation.
Oh, man.
Great answer. I mean, terrible answer, but probably pretty good answer as far as the survey goes.
Yeah, that might be right, actually. I don't know how long the average is. I have not taken a vacation in 5 years, I don't think.
Okay.
Like, going somewhere.
Right.
And probably for the first time in my life, because I don't have a wife. Nope, that's a lie. That's a lie.
Well, you have a wife?
No, I do.
Oh, that part's not a lie. Holy smokes.
I do
smokes.
Not have a wife.
What? I was like, whoa, super
but
secret.
Then I thought when I had a girlfriend back in the olden days.
Uh-huh.
We went to Vegas together and
sure.
We went to the Oregon coast with the kids. So those have to count.
According to
never
the
mind, I've gone on vacation.
2024 survey, according to this, the average American takes 1 to 2 vacations per year, with almost a third taking 3 or 4.
Must be nice.
This is going to be a shock to you. Millennials take the most vacations.
Huh?
Really? That actually is kind of shocking to me. The actual answer is the average adult has not made a new friend in 5 years.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah. I could see that for sure. Yeah, you get locked in. You say if you live the same place, so you don't necessarily make new neighbors as friends. You might work for the same place. It's hard to make a work friend. And then just, you know, once you get your friends, you kind of get locked in. I could see it.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out, I definitely have what I would consider new friends.
Is it a one-way thing?
That's what I don't know.
Yeah, you got to ask.
Like,
also, a second ago, you said you had a wife, so I don't know what you're telling the truth about now.
So much of it is like
a lie.
Like producer Steve. I would consider producer Steve a new friend
100%.
In the last 5 years.
Yeah, and that's probably one way.
Steve? That's what I'm wondering.
Steve, do you consider Kevin your friend?
Oh, heavens no.
Okay.
But I think about
he's
like
a work friend doesn't count.
Yeah, he's a work friend, man.
Yeah, see,
we've discovered that now, cancels like, out. Carry
Jacob,
on.
Who works with me for weddings and stuff.
You think he's your friend?
We've known each other for a long time,
that's
but I feel
like
in the last 5 years we've become friends.
So if you never worked together again, would you think you'd hang out?
Maybe.
No.
Jay, that's a great call. I mean, Ian, there's another guy I hang out with a lot.
And again, you'd probably not. I mean, I feel bad about that, but I'm not sure that I just don't know that it ends up happening.
I would still talk to him. I don't know if we'd ever hang out. I'd ask, but they would probably be like Steve and be like, nope.
No, man, we're friends.
Yeah. Seems like it.